Triple J with Veronica and Lewis.
Kicking off her national tour tomorrow in Castlemaine, we're joined in the studio by Julia Stone. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Now, Julia, your solo album, By the Horns, came out a couple of months ago. Why has it taken you so long to tour it?
Well, I sort of did a few shows, like a few warm-up shows when the album first came out. So I did a gig in Melbourne at the Toff and up in Sydney at the Cell Block. I just sort of, I think I wanted to just find my feet before I did a proper tour. I hadn't played without Angus, you know, and I wanted to kind of see what it was like. So I did just a few launch parties around the world. And then I sort of felt like I wanted to tour after I did those. So I just, everything for me is like step by step.
Yeah, there must be, like, having to tour without Angus, you notice a lot of the media is asking you questions about how it is. What's the most annoying sort of question from journalists to get about that?
Well, I mean, I guess I get asked every single interview, like, you know, why we're not playing shows together. And I think it's a hard one to answer because it's always a bit like, I don't really know why, and I don't think Angus really knows why. It's just one of those decisions that felt like the right thing to do for both of us at the time. And so I find it difficult because I don't really know how to I don't really know how to explain it. But
we've been tempted to make something up about some sort of like heavy acrimonious split, like, you know, when you get a really embarrassing injury and you're like, I actually poked myself with a fork, but I'm telling everyone I was bitten by a shark.
Yeah, well, I was planning on getting some advice from you because I'm thinking of a solo tour after Lewis and I split. So
outrageous.
I tell you what, do it.
Oh, you can't, Jesus. Let's go to a song. Shut this down. what I mean, because you guys used to tour together. Obviously, you've grown up together, and now you're going to be sort of touring around. You'll be on the tour bus all alone. Is there any sort of shenanigans you're going to miss?
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that definitely, you know, misses hanging out with him all the time because you kind of, I guess it is that thing, we're so comfortable and familiar, like our language is the same and our sense of humour is the same. So there's definitely, there's that kind of camaraderie and there's something nice as well about when we're up on stage together, you know, each other's back. And but I think I found that as well with the boys in the band, and one of my best mates travels with me everywhere. I think I sort of needed that as well. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, Angus is a legend. It's definitely, you know, definitely miss him, but we'll have some more shows together at some point.
How do you think it'll be to have him potentially watch you perform solo? Will that be scary?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's going to happen at some point. I think I'd be excited because I know that he'd be proud of me. And, you know, we still, you know, he writes emails about the record and I write stuff to him, and I'd like to see him play as well. I think he'd be amazing. And we're both playing home bake, so we'll probably check out each other's shows at the at the festival. But all the shows, like, he lives up in Byron now and I'm playing in Byron, but he's over in Europe or America at the time, so we sort of haven't crossed paths yet to see each other play on stage.
Yeah, my sisters always have that same problem at home bake, always trying to catch each other's shows. It's a disaster. And in the studio with us is Julia Stone, who's about to start touring her solo album, By the Horns. What are your shows going to look like? The first one is going to be tomorrow. Do you have sort of any kind of anything planned? Is it going to be pretty minimalist? Are you going to get some pyrotechnics going?
Definitely a few pyrotechnics. Yeah. I mean, that's just a given.
Well, that's
I mean,
classic,
if you've been to an Angus and
totally. Classic Julia Stone.
Classic Julia Stone style. So, yeah, just the standard sort of pyro show and some ballet dances. But aside from that, just, same old shit.
Taking a sort of Kanye West cue.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's the band are pretty amazing. The guys are all really great players. So there's I mean, I don't know. I'm so terrible. I don't know. I've got a few. You know what the problem is actually at the moment that I'm struggling with is I got so many cover songs that I want to sing. And I always get told that I shouldn't do as many cover songs as I do because I just love doing covers. I think maybe that's a bit of a throwback to growing up with Dad playing playing covers.
Yeah.
So I always find it real hard. So what I was thinking is that I have this list of covers, the ones that I really like to do, and then I just let somebody in the audience decide which couple I get to do each night.
What's on the list? What are the few? What's a short list?
Okay, so we got, well, you guys know I did The Feeding Line from Boy and Bear, and then I love doing Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and then I do The Divinals, I Touch Myself.
Great.
And what else is there? There's a Nelly Furtado song, I can't remember the name of it, but the one that goes, you don't mean no nothing at all to me.
Cool.
You know that song?
Yeah.
We're big Nelly Furtado fans.
I want to do karaoke with you. You've got your list ready.
I always do at karaoke Jolene, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah. Classic.
How do you go Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls? Because that's my vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you pull out at karaoke?
Yep, that's where I go.
It's embarrassing.
It is humiliating for me, yeah.
I want to see this.
What about, is there anything special planned for the Brisbane Festival show you're going to do?
Oh, I don't know. No, not particularly.
Plan something.
Sparklers. I don't know. You know, the only show that I actually, that I've thought that I'm doing something different is that, I probably shouldn't say this actually on national radio. No, it's a bit of a secret.
No one's listening.
No one's. Yeah, I really shouldn't say it. Anyway, somebody has written to me and asked me to do something special because there's a special event that's going to happen at the night. And that's over in Western Australia. So
okay.
I'm desperately racking my brain.
Yeah, that's elusive.
You're going to have to come to Western Australia for the show.
Cool. Well, we were talking to Julia Stone. Coming up, Julia, we want to ask you about how you got kind of up close with the actor from the guy who was in The Blind Side, that Oscar-winning film from a while ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. I guess I did Instagram a photo of us.
Yeah, that old why did I post a photo to the entire world and now you found out about it trick.
How did you find out about what I did on Saturday night?
We're watching you. We're always watching you. And Julia, you're also doing a pretty extensive tour through Europe and the UK. Do you have a big fan base of Europeans, or is it a lot of sort of Aussies living over there who come to the shows?
It's a bit of a mix. I think because of what happened in France, that, you know, when Big Jet Plane came out, and I think it was in a movie or something over there, so everything went really good in France. And I think that sort of filtered off into like places like Belgium where they speak French as well. And you wouldn't really get many Aussies at the French shows. But then, you know, Australians are always in random cities around the world. So I think it doesn't matter where we play, whether it's Canada or Czechoslovakia, there's Aussies in the crowd, which is always really nice. Well, not always really nice, but... Yeah.
Well, I was recently in France and went to a music festival and Kimbra was there and I was really bedazzled by her French banter. She did really good crowd banter in French with like a bit of a crazy accent, but she'd still sort of got it down pat. How are you with your French banter?
I can say a few things. I can say... Je suis désolée, je ne parle pas très bien français.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's all you need. You just need to be able to say, don't bug me, don't pester me. I do not speak your language.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I can sing a couple of songs in French. So I did actually, like on this album for Let's Forget, I did a duet with a French artist. So half of it's in English, half of it's in French. And it's sort of like a love duet between this artist, Benjamin Biolay, who's really a beautiful singer, and then I sing in English, like, you know, I'm you, you're ready, like my heart. And then he sings in French. I don't know what he's saying, but sounds nice. And then we sing the chorus together in French. So I sing that song when I played in Paris for the launch party. I did that song in French, which was fun.
Yeah, wow. Now, tell us about, we were just talking before about a music video that you made in Venice Beach with the actor Quentin Aaron, who's the actor from the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side from a few years ago. Now, he was tweeting that he performs as your man.
Oh, he performs as my man.
In the music video.
Oh, in the music video. No,
not in The Blind Side. I'm pretty sure you're not Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock's not her man. It's her mom.
Oh, God, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
We did this really cool kind of the director wanted to make a video that wasn't a visually standard looking love story, so she kind of put out the word to friends of ours in LA who are casting agents, and she said, you know, some guy who's quite big, and because I'm quite short, and Quentin heard about it somehow. I think his roommate knew of Angus and me, and so it was one of those really just random things where he kind of got in contact and said he'd be up for doing it. So it was really cool because he's an amazing actor, and Quentin is beautiful, but he's unusual. I mean, it's a totally different thing. And when we were shooting it, people just stop and stare, aside from the fact that he's well known and people want his autograph because he's in the movie. It's also just his height. I mean, he's 6'8" and he's huge. I mean, he's just such a big fella. And I mean, me standing next to him, I'm just, my neck, I'm always looking up, and he's a big dude. So it was a kind of a choice of the director. She wanted to create that kind of, I guess, the story that love overcomes anything, you know, even if somebody is kind of bizarre looking in some respect, that he's really beautiful. And he is actually really beautiful. I was totally in love with him when I met him. Yeah. I was like, you're amazing. You know, he's just stunning.
In the photo of you guys hugging, you kind of barely reached above his waist. I loved it. I was thinking, I would love to meet a guy that big. I'd make him pick me up and spin me around.
You're like 6'1", Veronica. The guy would have to be like 12 foot tall. Yeah. You're on Triple J with Veronica and Lewis, and we're talking to Julia Stone. Good luck on the solo tour, and good luck with everything else. You are playing at the Theatre Royal in Castlemaine tomorrow for the first one, and then playing Melbourne, Canberra, Newcastle, Sydney, all around Brisbane for the festival. You're playing in the Spiegel tent there, Byron Bay, Cairns, Perth, Adelaide, and then off to Europe, and then back for home bake. It's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Thanks so much for joining us, Julia.
No worries. Nice chatting with you both.
Triple J with Veronica and Lewis.